The apps on your phone are tracking you when you go to the grocery store, when you drive to work, and when you travel to doctor's appointments. That you probably knew. Security experts have long expected various companies track users through apps, but recent investigations have shown how invasive these practices are. Recently, the New York Times purchased anonymized data from a third-party vendor, de-anonymized it, and used it to show how companies track people throughout their days. More from MarketWatch reporter Carrie Paul. Carrie, what's up here?
Right, so this is prompted by a couple of new reports from the New York Times and the Associated Press in the past year that have shown just how invasive some of these apps' location tracking is. We've long suspected that apps kind of keep an eye on where we're going, but this is kind of putting it in clear view just how much they know about us.
How so? Can you quantify that in some way?
Yeah, so a lot of data companies say that it's no big deal that they keep location data on people because it's anonymized. But what we know from a lot of different studies is that data can be easily de-anonymized with just a couple points. So if someone knows your first name or your last name or where you live, they can easily track down exactly who you are and what this data means.
Jeez. And the threat there is what? That someone could steal your identity, perhaps? Your critical personal information, like a bank account number?
Yeah, there's a number of threats. Obviously, there's just the creepiness factor that these companies know that you're going to a doctor's appointment for an hour and then going back to work. But obviously, if that information was to fall into the wrong hands, that could put you in danger, whether it's your bank account or just someone knowing what your habits are when you're home and when you're not home. That could put you in physical danger as well.
Jeez, right. What jumped out at me, too, in your story was that you said even sometimes when your apps are turned off in terms of location services, you're still being tracked somehow.
Yeah, it's difficult to see exactly which apps collect which data unless you're really closely reading the privacy policies, which obviously we suggest everyone do, but it is hard to do that when you have a lot of apps on your phone.
Yeah.
And it gets pretty technical. So yeah, some of the apps do collect data even if you have that turned off.
Boy, oh boy. What can we do as consumers to better protect ourselves?
Obviously, there's the nuclear option of just deleting all your apps and throwing your phone away. just kidding. But some people have suggested deleting any apps that you don't necessarily need. For example, one of the apps that was shown was a weather app that is sending your location data back to advertisers all the time. And when you look at the price you're paying in terms of privacy for getting a weather report on your homepage, you might as well just, you know, bookmark weather.com on your browser instead of having this app that's just stripping your data away from you.
We're speaking with Carrie Paul, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch. Her piece is called "Your Apps Are Tracking You. Here's How to Stop Them." What else you recommend here?
Well, one security expert I spoke to said that it's really important to look at what the purpose of an app is. For example, if you have a paid service, like your banking service or something like that, which I'm not saying banks don't collect data on you because they certainly do, but if you have a paid service and your app is just an extension of that, it's probably less likely to be collecting and monetizing data on you. So just keep that in mind. You're probably better off using a paid app than one of the free apps.
Thanks, Carrie. Carrie Paul, MarketWatch personal finance reporter.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.